With July being the hottest month on record and unprecedented climate disasters happening across the country, U.S. Representative Pramila Jayapal introduced legislation that would create jobs and plans aimed at resisting climate-related infrastructure damage.
We all know that climate change will have devastating and widespread effects on our country, our states, and our cities. And we know this because we see it time and time again. In 2022, there were 18 major climate disasters across our country that cost more than $175 billion in damages. And it feels like these disasters are happening more and more frequently.
The bill would create millions of climate resilience jobs through grants to state and local governments, as well as nonprofits and community organizations. It would invest in state, local, and community-based action plans to help identify effective strategies to achieve climate resilience. It would also set up an Office of Climate Resilience within the White House, and it would reduce barriers to employment caused by immigration status or criminal record history for climate-resilient jobs. Sakit Soni is the executive director of Resilience Force. Resilience Force is an organization that advocates for racial and economic equity for workers. Soni said climate-resilient workers are increasingly vital in the face of ever-escalating climate change-related disasters, but their value has gone unrecognized for too long.
It's real people, it's real families who are having to leave their homes because of hurricanes, floods, and fires. And when people need to leave their homes, then the ones who help them come back are our members, our workers, the people who are here with me. Without roofs being rebuilt and floors being reboarded and cities being cleaned up, people cannot come home. The lights can't be turned on. And without that workforce, an entire municipality can collapse.
Central to the legislation is a provision that would provide a roadmap to citizenship for workers employed in climate-resilient sectors or in related workforce training programs. Currently, migrant workers rebuilding infrastructure often have their rights violated. Jose Diaz is a worker from Honduras. He has worked to rebuild places struck by disaster since Hurricane Katrina.
I was with a group of immigrant workers, and the company sent us into homes filled with mold and contaminated water. My hands grew blisters. Fungus grew on my wet feet. This happened to all of us. But when we asked for gloves and boots, the boss got angry. He said we didn't deserve anything. When we refused to work without safety equipment and asked for the money he owed us, he called the police and ICE, and we were arrested. I spent 78 days in jail and then 2 months in ICE detention before finally being released. All that time, I was separated from my wife and daughter. And what was my crime? It was asking that I get the same protection and respects that all workers deserve.
Last week, President Joe Biden announced the formation of the American Climate Corps, a workforce training and service initiative that will offer jobs and training in the fields of clean energy and climate resilience. For KPFA News, I'm Melanie Velasquez.